In our next case, this patient was on a bus to the hospital to visit his wife. The bus driver noticed the passenger did not come to the door to disembark at the hospital, so went to help him off the bus. The passenger was completely unable to move his right side and could not speak to the bus driver. The bus driver, with the help of others on the bus, was able to get the passenger to the emergency room, and this CT scan was completed rapidly after arrival. Clinically, there were no contraindications to thrombolysis. We show two key axial sections for you to assess. Apply the questions, are there confounders to interpretation? Is there any hemorrhage? And would you thrombolyze this patient? The scan is technically good and without artifact, so we can answer the question, are there confounders to interpretation? No. There is no hemorrhage. The hyperdense focus in the bottom image on the patient's right posteriorly is calcified choroid plexus in the ventricle. Therefore, you should be able to thrombolyze this patient. What about early ischemic signs? In the top image, which is through the level of the supracellar cistern and the middle cerebral arteries, the left MCA looks hyperdense compared to that on the right. This finding is a hyperdense artery or HDA sign and is likely due to thrombus lodged in the vessel. In the bottom image, through the level of the basal ganglia, the insular ribbon and much of the adjacent cortex is hypodense. The overlying sulci are mildly effaced. As well, the lentiform nucleus cannot be identified. These findings are all in keeping with hyperacute ischemic stroke. Note that you have been able to make your thrombolysis treatment decision for this patient without having had to identify the acute ischemic signs. It can be important to communicate with the stroke team whether or not you think the degree of ischemic change is appropriate for the thrombolysis time window. Time of onset sometimes is uncertain, and with increasing time from onset, an ischemic stroke can look increasingly hypodense. In this case, the patient had embarked on the bus journey at a known time independently and had spoken to the bus driver. The stroke onset time was felt to have occurred during the bus journey and was within the thrombolysis time window.